This
is
Minimal Filters. We have officially reached senior status on podcasting with episode 60 of Minimal Filters. On today's show, we of course give you our MFers of the week, some of which deserve some applause, and others deserve to ingest vile amounts of hot sauce and ghost peppers until they pass out from an internal heat stroke. Once we give credit to those MFers, we give you a special edition of Love Language. This week, instead of relationship advice, we give you a best friend edition to give advice to be that best friend that all the homies will love.
Bestie queen.
Or king.
Then on this week's Nails, the world's greatest university podcast gives you the best things ever about university. Once we complete that, we wrap up the show with our MFers textbook, hair picks, and then we rinse and shave the show with our shower thoughts of the day.
Let's go.
Time to get rolling.
Okay.
It's a big one today.
Hold on.
It's going to be a little packed today, but I'm actually very excited for that Nails, Jason.
Best things at uni? Yeah, we're all in it. So
I know you guys are, you're both laughing, which means you're fucking with me, and you're doing that face you always make when you're fucking with me. It's actually the worst things about university, and I have proof right here, like I always try to do, and it never works. I got stressed for like 4 seconds there.
Two against one, bud.
Yeah, it's the best things about uni, so.
It's not.
I don't have the worst things listed down. Do you have the worst things listed down?
Mm-mm. That sucks for you guys.
Two versus one.
Well, let me just look at the group chat text here. The last text about the Nails was Shibes. So we go and do worst things about uni?
Let's get into our MFers elite, Jason.
Okay, should I start?
Yes, you can go ahead.
All right, so my first bad MFer, I wasn't there, but I wish I saw it firsthand. Well, my first bad MFer is hurting your toes.
I was going to...
Toe jam.
You were going to take that one?
Well, it's... No, I was going to talk about it in a similar kind of fashion, but...
We'll just talk about it after I'm done.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Come on.
So, hurting your toe sucks, but, like, there's stubbing your toe in it, that brief moment of pain where you're like, fuck, this sucks so bad. It's,
you might... Your life might end.
And then
sometimes when you stub your toe.
There's the next moment when you take your sock off and see that your toenail's off your foot or gone. Split in half, or there's blood pouring out of your shoe.
Huh.
Then it's a whole new can of worms. Because yeah. I know one day it was my birthday. It was a couple years ago. I was in Birkenstocks, and everyone knows that they have the worst grip of all time on ice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like tripped, but I caught myself. By catching myself, I toe-picked my big toe into the ice. And my toe was fucked for a while, then it turned purple like a few months later.
I forgot about that.
Fell off, but just got reminded because this weekend, Salt, our buddy Salt.
I was there, so I can't.
Yeah, Kale can describe what happened, but after the fact, he was sending us pictures of his toe, and we were like, dang, bro.
There's nothing worse than injuring your toe. Like, I think that's the worst thing ever.
It's way worse than hurting your finger.
Yeah, but it's way worse when you do it in front of people.
Yeah.
And that just adds to it.
Because, yeah,
before I get into exactly what happened, another bad thing about hurting your toe is you can't really just walk it off because it's fucking, you use your toe to walk. So it's like almost makes it worse. But so what Shaz is talking about.
Unless you're a ballerina.
So yeah. And it was one of those things too where the next morning when I was like replaying the scene in my head, I just couldn't fucking stop laughing. But Salt, we were all in the hot tub. And Salt, this is like, again, I'll get more into like kind of a similar thing in my next MFer, but. Yeah, Salt went to go, like, hop out of the hot tub, and there was, like, 9 or 10 of us in this hot tub. So water was spilling out throughout the night and creating ice because it was below zero. And he just fucking, his first step out of the hot tub, he just lost grip of his feet, went, like, up in the air before just fucking landing right on his back. But his toe, like, stayed behind when he was in the air. I don't know if that sounds so bad, but it was that bad. I think he got it caught either underneath a fence, next to like right where he slipped. And yeah, he literally just, I don't even know if he realized it in the moment too, because adrenaline obviously plus booze, it was like 3 in the morning. But when he got inside and was like, oh shit, and they realized he was in pain, he took off his, he wasn't wearing a sock, but he looked down.
I hope he wasn't wearing socks in the hot tub.
There's a fucking picture, I'll try to get it, and I'll ask if we can have his permission to post it, but his fucking toenail didn't like rip off from his side. It like broke halfway through and folded up. Oh, fuck. It's one of those things too. Just you can almost feel the pain. And fuck, I think one of the girls there is in nursing, so she was like tending to him, and she like cut the nail off, wrapped it up, and I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's 2 days later now, and I bet he's hurting. I haven't asked him how he feels today, but he wasn't feeling really good yesterday. I can tell you that much.
Toes, baby.
So bad MF for hurting your toes.
So I'm gonna, for my MF, it's also gonna be a story, but I'll try to shorten it down here. But my first MF is hot wings. I'm going to tell my side quickly, and then I'll let you take it from there.
I forgot all about this, actually.
Last week, went out for a nice Wing Wednesday. Went out for a dinner to a dive bar. Kale had a few drinks, so I like figured I might be able to like influence him to do something. Kale and I can't handle spice, so we're like, him and I both get face sweats from like
a couple of white boys,
from like hot sauce.
We're uncultured.
So I told Kale, I said, I'll buy your bill if you finish a plate of extra hot wings. Kale declined at first, but then he gave in eventually. So I got him hot wings.
Someone called me a pussy and that's all it took.
And so these hot wings come out. I mean, you could almost smell. You'd smell the heat.
You literally could.
Smell the heat.
So I gave Kale 10 minutes, and he was on pace to finish after the first two wings, but after the second wing, he starts just drooling from his mouth. Like, I swear to God, like I've never seen someone just sit there and have drool, like, come out of their mouth. He keeps going, and
PTSD.
His face is getting red. Like, you can tell he's, like, starting
just to... ruining his night.
Have you heard this yet? Or?
No.
It gets worse.
You can tell he's starting to feel the heat. Like, you can literally... his face is getting red. You're like, oh, no. Like he might, like, pass out eventually. He gets, like, the fourth... was it the fourth you finished? Was it the fourth you finally finished?
Was it, 10?
Yeah, I was on my fourth.
He was on his fourth. And then he just vomits in the wing basket.
He puked in the wing basket?
Threw up in the wing basket.
Yeah, dude. It was fucking... Oh, like...
And then after that, I put my... I grabbed one of the wings that didn't have vomit on it, I hope. And I had one of it. I had the wing, and there's no way I would be able to do more than, like, two or three. Like, they were so fucking hot.
Dude, the hot sauce is fucked. I was at work one day, and someone got, like, you know... the hot wings like YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Someone got da bomb hot sauce from there, like ordered it on Amazon or whatever and brought it to work. And they're like, I was only there for a few months. They're like, you gotta try this. So I was like, all right, fuck it. I'll be cool.
Yeah.
Dipped a carrot in it, took a bite.
A carrot?
This was all I had, or do it straight.
Yeah.
And I played it off kind of good. I was like tearing up, getting super hot, went to the bathroom, went in there for like 15 minutes.
Cried.
Tried to throw up, couldn't. No, I just went home. It was like 11.
It's fucking awful. And like I've admitted before, I've never been a spice guy. Like my parents aren't either. Like it's just genetics, I guess. But
that's how it works.
I shit you not, man. I was like, fuck it. If I just muck these in like a minute, maybe minute and a half, and just eat them all as fast as I can, I know it'll be hot still, but I completed the challenge. So I ate the two really fast. Third, I'm like, I need a beer. So I had most of my beer just to like bring it back to even for like a second. And then after the fourth one, in all honest to God, I could not feel my face.
Dude, alcohol makes it worse, man.
I know.
Did you black out from the hotness?
Dude, basically, man, my face, like, I literally couldn't feel it. I looked down. I was just fucking drooling. I was uncontrollable. And then I'm like, something's happening. And I just fucking just vomited all over my basket, except for, I guess, maybe one wing that Baylor decided to eat.
Baylor was hungry.
They were fucking hot, though. But yeah. Dude, they were fucking hot.
And then I had my own wings after that I couldn't even enjoy. I was just fucking sad the whole time.
Dude, if you're gonna have a couple drinks and you don't want to spend a lot of money on liquor, have like three drinks and then a plate of hot wings, and you'll feel like super fucked up.
And you'll black out, trust me.
You'll black out.
Yeah. You might even rip out a fake plant at Earl's.
And then get cut off at like 7 on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
It wasn't that late, but like 9. It was 9:30 maybe.
It's earlier than that.
That I got cut off?
No. That, like, we left that bar.
Oh, dude, we were out of there by like 8:30.
Yeah. It wasn't my best.
Yeah.
But we were free.
Yeah,
free
so wings. My first MF is hot wings because of that. So.
Fair. My first MF, like I mentioned, was kind of related to Shabs, or at least the idea of it was, but it's just slipping on ice. Because it's getting nice again, but still negative at night. So when it's like +7, +8 today, everything melts. And I'm mainly talking about the bus stops. But the bus stops, like, I haven't fallen because I'm pretty sturdy. But it's fucking, ice is back.
Sturdy.
Ice is back. And that's what I meant to with salt. Because salt forgot that when hot tub water comes out of the hot tub, even though the water was hot, still freezes really fast. So Ice is my one. I don't need to get too far into it. Everyone knows what slipping on ice is like. So
you walk like a penguin on ice. That's what I got taught at work.
Yep.
Then you don't slip.
Smart.
Right, Nathan?
Yeah. Fuck right, happy feet.
Exactly. And you know how to dance. Okay.
Yeah. Waiting for a cowboy.
Yeah. My good MF-er is the week of classes after midterms are a big, like, exam.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know what? Because
well, like, usually after a big exam, there is no classes, but well, midterms, yeah.
Midterms. So, like, last week I had all my midterms for my classes.
Jesus, I have mine this next week.
So that's three midterms. This whole, like, whole last week, it was all review. You just, the next class for that subject is you just go over the midterm and then there's no homework.
Yeah.
Super chill. Yeah. Especially if you do well on your midterms, it's just the easiest week.
If you do well, then it's fucking awesome.
It's the easiest week of school.
Yeah,
but after midterms,
if you do shitty and then you're going over the review, it's like, how the fuck did I get that wrong? It's like then you're just kind of sitting in your own sorrow. But this semester,
I don't do that on tests. So
this semester, I have my midterms and then I have reading break, so it's going to be an extra nice.
It feels good. Like it just feels relieving. You go to school, you're like, fuck, like no tests this week. Like I can kind of relax usually. Mm-hmm. Like after big exams, usually you get to relax. But
yeah, for like at least a class. So that's nice. Just relax after a big midterm. Yeah.
So my second MF-er, also a bad one, is staring. So I'm going to go for another story time. I had a friend who he went to a club recently. Some girl offered to buy him a drink. She goes up to him, kid. You know.
Why?
Says, hey, can I buy you a drink?
Someone like a good friend of mine.
Can I say my MF-er?
You're just talking to Shives, man.
So my friend, he's at a club. This girl's like, hey, can I buy you a drink? So, you know, they get in line, you know, they get a drink. And the girl goes, like, do you know who I am? And the guy's like, oh, like, you look kind of familiar, but like, I don't really know who you are. So, and he goes, you stare at me every day in the gym. So...
What?
So shout out, yeah, shout out staring because it's awesome. So
shout out that guy.
So what do you think about that guy,
Jason? I don't know. He definitely sold the bag there. Could have been a great conversation starter.
What do I think about that guy?
Yeah, what do you think about that guy, Kevin?
Well, I think that's honestly that happens quite a bit probably. I also heard that story. I heard the same buddy told me the story as well, and it wasn't quite like that, but the gist of it, basically, that's how it ended.
How did he tell it to you?
Yeah, how did he tell it?
Kind of the same way, but the whole thing when the guy was like, or when she said, do you know who I am? It's not quite how it went. He told me that first she was like, why are you so familiar? Oh, did yeah, I know like why. That? And then she apparently like called him out for staring at the gym. But so basically the same thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, bottom line is...
staring.
But here's the thing about staring. I want to get into this. Okay. For the sake of my buddy. I think there's a fine line between staring at someone at the gym and then having like a mutual eye contact at the gym. Hold on. Wait. That sounded way better, man. What I'm trying to say is that staring in a weird sense in the gym could literally be a sign of respect. Even if like girls stare at guys.
It's all
like, they're checking out like it's the hard work that you put in that same gym, they're admiring it.
Honestly, when I stare at people in the gym, it's mostly dudes because it's just the big guys. I'm like, what is he doing to get that fucking jab?
And if it's different if you're like staring. So again, for example, our buddy, he told me the same thing too. He said that he wasn't staring at her when she was doing like an RDL or squats. It was just like kind of like a walking past and like looked at her like mirror reflection kind of thing.
He turned his head to look at her?
Well, maybe. he might have, I'm saying. I don't know. Probably.
How do you know so much about his gym experience?
Buddy of mine.
Like yeah, said, all right.
Really good buddy?
Fucking great buddy.
I also brought it up because there's like that that girl on TikTok who actually is like getting canceled because she tried calling out a dude for looking at her at the gym even though she was like... recording him and like basically baiting him to look at
it. Yeah, dude, literally. That's fucking stupid.
So, that's also why staring. So, yeah, staring.
Yeah.
Good one.
So, good MF-er?
No, definitely not a good MF-er.
My good one, guys, I think this is going to be a little shout out to us here. My good MF-er is the MF-ers, Minimal Filters Podcast. For the reason being, one, again, I'm going to shout out David Legg probably every single podcast, but he's my professor. He put us in his weekly newsletter to get us some more viewership or just like a bigger reach.
Clout.
I don't know how many people get that newsletter, but I know it's every single HPED student, I believe, which is a lot. He also put it on Facebook.
Damn.
I don't know if it was Twitter.
There's a lot of people on Facebook.
There's a lot of people on Facebook. So that's one reason why. Number two reason, I'm giving Nathan a shout out. Not for putting stickers around, because we don't do that. We hand it out to our friends, and they post stickers. It's like the win-win, so we can't get in trouble because we don't do it. But I had a guy. I met a guy on the weekend.
Everybody's has a guy.
I met a guy on the weekend who we like just met, and we were like talking about life, and then he kind of asked, like, oh, it's like, what else do you do outside of school? And I mentioned the podcast. He goes, minimal filters? I'm like, yeah. He goes, I fucking see 30 stickers a day at SATE. I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, we give it out to our buddies, and they had. He's like, I've even seen stickers where you can tell they were ripped off by the custodians, and then a new one was placed right on top again. I'm like, yep. So, again, that one, shout out the fans. Shout out Baylor for hanging out to the fans.
Shout out the MFers for that one.
And then, last but not least, again, it's, I don't think it's ever going to get old when you get recognized as, like, hey, are you minimal filters? You mentioned it the one time when you were at the gym, and the guy mentioned you.
Feels
but
good.
At Kraft, on the weekend, some guy stopped me and said, hey, are you one of the podcast guys, Minimal Filters? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, and I asked him, like, can I ask how you heard? And he said it wasn't an Instagram post, wasn't a mutual friend. He was literally just listening to Danger Cats, which is like a, I think it's, I don't really know exactly what it is. I know it's a pretty big podcast. They're from Alberta, too. And he got like a pop-up of like other top Alberta podcasts, and number one was Minimal Filters. So he clicked on it, listened, and
the number one recommended podcast for Albertans.
So yeah, again, I'm shouting us out. I think it was about time. We deserve a little credit. But yeah, Minimal Filters, good MFer of Alberta. Not just the week.
Not the week, Alberta. Right? Yeah, is that all MFers? The MFers?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. Jason,
my dad's calling me.
Jason, are you done both your MFers?
Yeah, I'm done both.
He started us.
All right, do you want to talk to your dad on the podcast?
Probably not. I don't think he'd appreciate that much.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I can. I'll do it, but you guys can't hear him. Hello? What's up?
He can probably hear you.
I'm just recording the podcast right now. What are you doing? No, we switched to Mondays. Yeah. No, I'm not coming home. I won't be. I'm going to the gym after, and then I'll be home like late.
Fucking beauty.
Yeah.
I was hoping it'd be one of his.
Fuck you, bud.
I was hoping it'd be one of his calls where they just get a fuck you match. Those are the best phone calls ever.
I
was like,
what's he up, just bud? Said, "I said no, I'm coming home after the gym," and he just said, "Well, fuck you, bud."
All right, well, there we go. All right.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you could hear that, but
basically, they're saying love you.
All right. Kind of a new segment, kind of not. Love language, besties edition.
Besties.
BFF.
It's how to...
You guys are all a part of my
world. How to be a good friend.
It's how to maintain a best friendship.
It's just how to be a good friend.
It's how to be a good member of the wolf pack.
Yeah, that's not how to be a good boyfriend, girlfriend, how to be a good friend.
Best Yeah, because friend. The love language, it gets a little repetitive, and it's like, every week it's a little, I don't know. We're just adding on to our love language. Yeah.
Is this what we do? So
we're an everything podcast, but we're changing it up.
I'll go first here.
Hold on. Pause. I feel like one of us is definitely going to have the same one, I feel.
I don't know.
We're just that close of friends. We'll think the exact same shit.
I'll
go first.
My love language, besties edition.
Mind if I go?
Don't be that friend who reaches out only when you need something.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
I've unfortunately had those friends where the only time they message me, the only time, you know, they feel the need to reach out is when they need something from me. Oh, hey, did you take this class? Can you help me with it? Oh, hey, can you give me this MFers merch?
Or, hey, there's a business idea at my school where I can win 70 grand. Can you please give me a business idea?
Don't reach out to someone just for help, especially if they're your friend.
Yeah.
Like that's scummy as it is, let alone to your friend, and that just proves that you don't actually value friendship.
I'm gonna go next because mine perfectly correlates to what you're saying.
All right.
So first of all, Bella,
is that good?
That was unreal.
Like that?
That's a good one. Mine doesn't really relate to those.
So instead of being the friend to just reach out when you need something, for my bestie love language, I guess love advice, I'm gonna say just randomly call them or FaceTime them just to bullshit about life.
Just check in,
if you're just like sitting on your couch or your chair, even in bed, and you're just like bored, Just call one of your boys and say, hey, what's up, man? How's it going? How's your day? And just fucking just talk.
True. That's a good one.
Even if maybe they didn't, maybe they're busy.
Oh,
but maybe they really want someone to talk to at the moment. And you're literally best friends. Just call
100%, dude. I got buddies in BC who, like, I genuinely, like, every few, like, I only see them in the summer, but every few months, I'll just FaceTime them for like 30 minutes. Check in.
Literally, it doesn't have to be once a week. Once every 3 months is fine, too.
Yeah. Just as long, like, if you have a good conversation with them, it's like, all right, I know for a fact we're still buddies. I know for a fact, you know, they still remember me. We're still friends. Like, it doesn't take a lot. No, it really doesn't.
Yeah, and it's just like those good friends. It's just like, it's like riding a bike when you talk to them.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you don't miss a beat.
All of a sudden, boom, half an hour's gone.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I got this one buddy who, again, same thing. I'm with him all the time in the summer. But he's gone for basically my whole school year, once a month, once every maybe 2 months. Just FaceTime, and it's like fucking an hour and a half the other day just went by. We didn't realize it. And I was like, wow, that was nice.
It's so cute.
Yeah. It's fucking, it's literally the cutest thing ever. Yeah. Besties for life.
All right, Jason, what's your besties love language?
Come on, mine, we're 2 for 2 so far.
I think mine's really important, and it's it comes when, like, you know someone really well, and you guys talk about, you're starting to talk about serious things, like life things, could be anything. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to know when to joke around and when to be serious with your good friends.
Yep, 100%.
Because some things deserve to be joked about, or you can give a guy a hard time about it, or a girl. But you got to know when to be serious and when to actually, like, even, take it seriously.
Like, I like the last example you used there. For example, again, we're three guys, so we can attest to this. But when it comes to girls, if your buddy is, like, mentioning something about, like, oh, this girl or something, you can bust their balls, but you can tell if they actually, like, want to talk about it on, like, a serious aspect, or you can also be able to read the room sometimes.
Yeah,
you just and don't just be like, oh, yeah, like, oh, you fucked that up. And it's like, eh, probably sometimes isn't what they need to hear.
Yeah, you gotta be, you gotta know when to be serious, and, like, it could be, it doesn't have to be about girls, it could be about anything. Like, if they're really stressed about their job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should be able to tell when your friends are actually in need of, like, help rather than, like,
and yeah, and
someone to, like, joke around.
You should be, like, I think we've kind of, as a friend group, like, we've luckily evolved to the point, like, I feel like we could all talk about just about anything.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be able to talk to you guys if, like, I'm down in the dumps, or, like, if I'm going through shit in a relationship or whatever. So, like, I mean, you got to be able to have that serious time, but as you said, like, you got to know the difference between joking and being serious.
I feel like our friend group, I feel like a lot of, like, good friend groups with, like, multiple people, like, 99% of it's just busting each other's balls, and, like, it's a fuck show. Yep. Just making fun of everyone, cracking jokes, but, like,
but sometimes that 1% where it's good, it's exactly, like, what you need.
It's super, yeah, like, when it, you just need it to be serious for a few minutes just to mention something. Everyone knows, okay, this is important to this person. Mm-hmm. We're going to discuss it and help them out as best we can. And then as soon as we figure out some common ground, it's back to calling Kale an idiot.
Yes. You know, like, thank you. Yeah.
And the last thing you want in a best friendship is to have that option disappear. If maybe there was some that used to, if, let's say, example, you used to come to me for things and then you stopped, that should be a sign for me to realize that, oh, maybe I was too goofy a time or two, or maybe I should have actually took it more serious a month ago when you mentioned that one thing.
But I don't know. I think, like I said before, like, our friend group, I know how it operates, but, like, I feel like people, it's not the same. But, like, when I say, like, best friend advice, I mean, like, in a group setting.
Yeah. Kind of. Oh, yeah. Well, there's no one really, like,
like, because there is one-on-one best friends, but, like, most of the times it's like a, well, I don't know, for us it's a friend group.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, best friendships. Group of
guys.
So. No, I know what you mean. All right. Yeah, that was love language besties edition.
That was, I love, that was good. That I was think good. We had to get off the love advice Wolf for, like, pack. 1 week there.
Yeah. Yeah, nice little break.
Yeah.
But flip-flop with that.
I think the people appreciate that one, so.
Next week we can do it.
The nails of best things about university.
Okay, well, I'm not doing this one.
Of university.
What? That's not what we're doing. It's not best things. It's worst things. And
why are you being a poor sport?
No, I just can't tell if you guys are joking or not.
Do I look like I'm joking?
Yes. Oh, shit, you are.
No, I'm not.
Well, then I'm sitting this one out.
Why are you being a poor sport? Just think on the spot. I don't have things
written down.
Just think on the spot.
How about you guys think on the spot? You can say 2 against 1, but if we look at, like we have always, the last text we sent in was worst things about university.
God, he's getting actually, really upset about this.
Why is he getting so butthurt?
Because this is competitive. I haven't won in like 6 weeks now.
Kale does need, like,
I need a dub. How about that? Another dub. Won, what, 2 in a row after losing, like, a big streak. Now technically I've lost, like, 5-6 in a row. So, guys, you can pull up the ones you actually have.
Okay, we'll do the nails of worst things for
Kale. Worst things about university.
Jason won again last week, so please pick the order.
Hold on. May I attest that? Yes, you won, so congratulations. I'll give you that. But it's so much fun when it's fucking close. Like, there's been a few times where, like, bales would just run away immediately, and it's like, just wait the 24 hours. There was 1 hour remaining, we were tied. And then you ended up winning by, like, 3 or 4. Because you probably text all your friends and said, go vote for me.
No, I don't.
Kale's done that before. He actually sent the mass snap to me one time by accident.
No, not
come on, man.
Bales literally goes on our high school spam account and fucking likes his own pick.
It's one vote.
So, yeah, exactly. One vote goes a long way.
Actually, I voted for Jason last week on it. I didn't vote for me.
What are you like? You vote late when you're already like losing by a lot?
No, I did right off the beginning. I was like, I'm not winning this week, so
I'll just vote. I thought Chad was going to lose, dude.
I knew I was going to get. No, I knew I was getting last. I didn't, not strong. All right, Chibs.
What do you want, Shiber?
What was it last time? I went first last time.
Yeah, you picked a shit one, but still won somehow.
Yeah, dude.
You want to go again then? You won going first.
No, I'll go two, and then we'll give...
Who's going first?
Give Kale first, and then Nathan three.
Tough one. Tough one for Kale. Let's see if he bombs his first pick.
You're going two, Shibs?
Yeah.
Okay, so again, this is one of those things where I guess I kind of determine the way it goes. There's been a few... I don't know. I'm going to go... The number one, again, it's going to be broad because it's just the literal worst thing. But I'm going to say the worst thing about university is the tuition prices.
Fair. Yeah, fair.
And I can't remember. I personally don't think in my... I guess, 2.5-3 years so far, prices have increased by much. But in between my first and second semester, classes went up by like $26, which ends up being just over $100, which if you do it 8 semesters, that's $800 right there. The smallest little increment of increase in tuition prices adds up to be a fuckload of money. Not to mention that it's already insanely stupidly expensive.
Yep.
There's people, actually, I have a friend I work with at, for the government. They're from the UK. They get free school out there, free post-secondary. When she came, she moved in with her boyfriend in Calgary. She was literally shocked that her boyfriend had tuition debt because she didn't think it was a thing. Meanwhile, mine's just getting racked up. So, tuition prices.
Fair enough. Okay, my first pick, being broke.
So, tuition prices?
Not just about...
No, I say it's a fair pick because, tuition prices is just the main thing. But, yeah, just... Yeah, but when you're a student, you just don't have money.
To spend.
And even if you do like have a, try your best to have like a part-time job or get shifts, then that money just disappears. Like,
it just goes by so quick, yeah.
Being broke is definitely a bad thing about university.
Yeah, my first thing about university, I'm sure just the majority of people can probably relate to this, but always being tired.
Yeah.
When you're in university, you're just always tired.
You think Post Malone went to university?
I was going
to
say, I literally wrote always tired. I was going to... Put it Post Malone in brackets. Yeah. It should be funny.
I don't think he went to university. It doesn't look like he did. He might have, though.
How old was he when he popped off? I don't think he was...
He was young. He was 20-ish? Pretty young.
No, I think he was like mid-20s, 25 probably.
No, when he first started popping off, I thought he was only like early 20s.
How old is he now? Because White Iverson was his first, wasn't it? That like got him...
Whatever. Yeah, always being tired. I think everyone can relate to that. I don't think I've ever had energy going to school. It's just the reality of going to school.
Yeah.
My second one.
No matter what you do.
A little tougher here. I'm going to go with freshman 15. If anyone has ever gone to university, they'll know it's pretty hard not to put on weight unless you're meal planning, meal prepping. I've seen it happen.
What? What is freshman 15?
15 pounds. 15 pounds. Your first year.
Whenever like you go to school, you put on weight. It's called the freshman 15. Not saying everyone puts on 15 to be exact, but the majority of people end up putting on weight as soon as they go to school because of lack of good meals, overeating shitty stuff, chips, mostly chips, actually. I've heard chips is the big one.
Chips and beer. Yeah.
Chips and beer, and no, then going out. So
that's 100% valid, but for me, I literally don't... I think I might have literally lost weight for the exact reason that I just wasn't eating like... balanced meals, and by that I mean I was literally just eating small amounts of food because it was everything's so fucking expensive right now. You can't even go out and buy shitty food. You have to just fucking eat ramen in like small amounts because you run out fast. But yeah. I know like that's just probably just me because I know freshman 15 is a very common thing.
Yeah, that's why I threw it in there.
Yeah, freshman 15. I think
there's a lot of people who relate to that. So
yep, no, that's a good pick. I'll take that.
My next pick is all the homework.
Yeah. Homework was one of the biggest things too. I remember when I first started getting university homework, first thing I thought was, why did I complain in high school about the homework?
Yeah, dude, I never did high school or homework in high school.
But you'd still complain in high school. Like, oh, fuck, I have to do this tonight. You literally, like, you sit at the table for 4 hours a day after school just to do homework.
Yeah.
In uni.
Yeah.
No, that's, yeah, great pick.
I don't think I've ever done homework. Like, I get the work done that I have to, but I still have the worst study habits possible.
Yeah. I'm not great at studying.
I was a lot better last year of studying. I'd literally get home and, like, do what I had to do and then sit on the couch. Now it's like I get home, sit down, accidentally fall asleep, then catch up the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm surprised this one's still here, but I'm going to say writing finals. Writing finals
you,
is...
You do that in junior high
and high school. It's not just
you do it in university, though, too, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair. Right?
Writing finals, yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. Hey, it's your pick.
I know
it's your fucking pick, buddy.
And the thing that I fucking hate about writing finals is... And I've said this before, but I truly think... If you have a semester-long or a term-long project that's worth a lot instead, you will actually apply and take that knowledge in way more. So when it comes, every final I've ever written, I literally just, again, it's a bad study habit, but everyone does it, just cram in like the week before, a few days before. And then if you ask me anything about my last year's finals, I wouldn't remember a single fucking thing.
Yeah, I'd probably agree with that.
Like,
yeah,
fair statement. Again, all finals do is just stress kids out and fucking lower marks. Just give them a term project instead that they can start at the very start, they can do on their own pace, and have that worth 30-40% instead of writing a fucking final that you literally but finish in 3 hours and then you're done.
A lot of the shit is like you can't do a project from the start of the year because you don't learn everything.
But do have it like a non-accumulative. Have it like so after weeks two, you can have a certain amount done. Or after weeks three and four, you're going to have a certain amount done.
I guess.
Yeah, Kale, you tell them.
Like, it'd be tough to design a project like that.
I had a program plan class. Last year was a 60-page report. That was our final. And literally, we'd have to learn a certain things and apply that new knowledge to certain sections of our program plan. And it all came together in the end. We did a commercial and didn't have a finals. And I remember stuff from that. Finals? Stupid. I think they're pointless.
Fair enough.
Thanks.
Pop off, queen.
What's your next pick, brother?
Thanks, bestie. My next pick on the come around here is getting stuck with shitty partners.
Yeah, I had getting assigned random group members, so yeah.
Luckily, I think it's more once you get later into your degree and you have just core classes, you can usually choose your partners. But in like gen eds or like first year classes when the prof assumes that no one knows each other, it's like, okay, well, don't worry. I'll assign you partners. And then if you get a shitty one, you're fucking stuck with majority of the project. And it's just bullshit. You can't do anything about it. All you can do is complain, but then you're a shitty person.
Yeah.
So,
oh, you're right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Fair enough. Okay, my next one, it doesn't really apply to me, but I know it applies to a lot of people that go to university and school. Missing your friends and family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People who go
homesick
abroad for school.
Or when your friend goes abroad for school or somewhere else, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. It's
nothing valid. Better than seeing Wakes when he gets back home.
I love it.
Like, my favorite thing about Wakes is just when I see him.
You guys can tell me if this is too close to your guys' first couple answers, but student loan debt?
That's like tuition.
That's like a mixture of tuition and being broke. I'd say that's...
I'm okay with you guys canceling that, but I just wanted to make sure...
Yeah, no, I'd say it's...
I'm okay
I'd probably cancel it.
I'd cancel it, too.
All right, vetoed.
I appreciate... See, that's...
It's vetoed.
Shout out Baylor for respecting the veto, unlike Shives last time.
I respect
the veto. Dude, I went to IKEA on the weekend, and they sold stovetops and ovens separately.
You literally won. Shut up.
Yeah,
I don't
keep
care.
Your mouth shut.
Give a fuck, bro.
All right, my third pick. This isn't really for me, but I'm sure there's a lot of people. Public speaking. In university, you are basically forced to present and do... speeches, presentations, and I know there are a lot of people who really fucking hate that. So, public speaking, it ain't like I'm okay with getting up there and talking. Mm-hmm. That's my podcasting has helped me with that.
It actually has.
But
I haven't had to do it.
I know there's a lot of people who hate public speaking, so I'll throw that out there.
Dude,
so.
I will 100% say that I'm like an outlier with this. I think it's because my degree, there's lots of it, but I personally don't mind it anymore, but I used to fucking hate it so much. And I know kids still, they get the worst anxiety. And there was, I had a prof who told us that if you're public speaking, which you will more or less have to do in your career in university or just in your jobs, don't bring up a piece of paper. Bring cue cards or something small, or just memorize it. Because if you bring paper up there, and it just fucking shakes, if you're nervous, your paper is just shaking. Yeah. You can hide the shake sometimes.
No, bring your phone up and just hold it in front of you.
No, don't have your phone up. Okay, I'm your being phone. Serious.
All right, my last pick. It's kind of a niche one, but awkward run-ins with people you know, but you're not close with.
Yes. Okay, word that better so I can type it.
Awkward run-ins with people you know, but you're not close with.
It's going to be hard to fit on the graphic.
It's going to fit.
I was literally thinking of the same one, but I just didn't know how to word it. But it's like fucking horrible, dude. I
awkward
that.
Run-ins with mutual...
With acquaintances?
Like mutual... No, just do what I said. Okay. Awkward run-ins with people
just
you know.
Just write awk run-ins, slash people
just,
you know.
Just do awkward run-ins. Like, write the word awkward, because awk is... No one's going to know.
People you barely know? Or people you know?
Awkward run-ins with people you know, but not close with. It's just, there's too many people you see at uni and you're like, oh, I know that person from high school, or I've seen that person at a party, but it's like I don't feel like going to have a conversation with you. I don't know you,
dude, and it's like,
but I know who you are.
Especially if it's in like a long hallway and you can see them from a distance, and it's like, fuck, you just like try to like either like look at your feet when you're walking or like pretend you're doing something busy, and then you hear Kyle or Chloe. It's like, oh hey, what's up,
hey man,
and you give like a little fist bump or just like talk for like maybe 5 seconds, and it's like, all right, see you later.
It's good seeing you.
It's just awkward.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, like, is it going to class? All right.
But that can happen anywhere.
Yeah, but it happens a lot more. Every single day it can really happen at university.
Yeah.
And I'll admit, I've stopped. I used to be that person. If I saw someone that's like, that I actually like or want to talk to, I'll go and kind of be that person. But now if I see someone I know, even if we're like pretty close, I'll just be like, leave me the fuck alone. Mm-hmm. Like, let me just get to class. I'm walking somewhere for a reason. I don't want to stop and talk. Just
you fucking tell him.
Text me later, piece of shit.
Yeah, that a boy.
But not when you need something.
Nah, bro, that ain't me.
Okay, my turn. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
My last pick is getting stuck with a bad teacher / prof.
Yeah. I had one where the teacher would show up to class. She wouldn't answer questions. And she wouldn't answer emails. And then I began to find out the only reason she had a job was because she's a part of a union. So they couldn't get rid of her. She had the worst Rate My Poffer rating I've ever seen. Rate My Poffer of 1.3 out of 5. Like the worst rating I've ever seen in my life.
I haven't seen worse than that, actually.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
No. So, oh, dude.
I'm just going to go quick. Yeah. This is also like a shout out to anyone who like hasn't looked at Rate My Prof or anything. Make sure you do it before you sign up for classes. Like that should have been, I think that's going to be my MFR's textbook, actually. So just going to hint that there.
Yes, hear that.
But yeah. All right. That's all I got. That's all I'm going to say.
No, like, I shit you not. Take that advice from Nathan. I have my accounting prof. He's a 5 out of 5. His 31 ratings are all 5s. Literally, like, the best prof I think I've ever had. Shout out Jason Tang. He's so smart.
Tanger.
Tanger.
Poor Tanger.
He's so smart. And you can tell he, like, loves his job and loves to teach, which helps. And I've had... Luckily, all of my core classes, like my major program, those profs, they're all great. I've never had a bad one there.
Do you call him Tanger?
No, I don't really know. If you had to get him
a present, what would you get him?
Oh, if I had to give Tanger a present, probably a
$100 limit. $100 limit.
Yeah, TI-83s are like $80.
No, they're like $200. They're fucking expensive,
aren't they?
I calculated
$80.
Yeah, they're a lot programmed ones. I'd probably give him like a fucking. A minimal filters hoodie, probably. Nice. Maybe a hat, too.
Who wouldn't want that?
Yeah. No. Those are worth... That's $100 right there, a hat. Yeah.
Wouldn't want that.
No, right, and I've had one prof, too, where they were fucking literally awful, and I would go to class and just be like, I don't want to be here.
Yeah. Wrap it up, Kale. What's your last pick?
The mid-degree identity crisis.
Yes. Yep.
I was going to say that one earlier. I just kind of forgot about it, but I'm kind of having it right now, I'll admit. Where I'm like, am I sure I want to do this?
Not knowing if you're on the right path.
And all it's really taken is one person to be like, what can you do with that degree? And it's like, I know there's lots I can do, but that's almost the problem. There's almost too much I can do. It's almost too broad of a degree. But it's terrifying. I'm currently, I guess, I'm in a mid-degree identity crisis, and no one should have to go through that. It sucks.
Yeah, no, it sucks.
Dang, bro, I didn't know you were suffering. Sorry about joking around with you that whole time.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
No, like, I'm kind of the same way. Like, I'm in an accounting degree, and, like, obviously you're meant to be an accountant for that, but I don't know if that's what I want to do or if that's what I can do for fucking 40, 50 years of working, so...
It's fucking knows? It's terrifying.
Yeah, see, like,
I know a lot of kids who actually, I know it's one person changed their degree after year two and then just changed back into the first degree. That's down bad when it comes to the midlife crisis. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's why I think the trades are really good.
100%.
Because I'm going to get my full degree when I'm 23. Mm-hmm. And if I pass my TEK or my IP, I can work anywhere in Canada. And once I get my journeyman ticket, I'm always going to have it.
Exactly.
So yeah. If I want to go to a machine shop, I say I'm a journeyman.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
There you go. And then you're probably right. Hired just like that.
And then I get my 4 years. I can go to school to do other things.
Yeah. Shout out trades.
On God, bro.
Shout out trades, guys.
The trades are pretty good.
All right.
Shout out blue collar.
Jason, what are your four picks?
Okay, yeah, let's rattle these off and then do our honorables after.
Yes. That's what we always do, Shives.
Okay, my four picks are, the worst things about uni are being broke, having all the homework, missing your friends and family, and getting stuck with a bad teacher.
I should have fixed that camera there. It's a little crooked.
If you want
to get over there.
Did it just happen right now?
No, it's been slowly going. My nails of worst things.
Slowly going?
My worst things about university, always being tired, freshman 15, public speaking, and awkward run-ins with people you know but not close with.
Yeah, I got that word for word.
Thank you.
Fucking right. Great picks, boys. My four, or the worst things about university are the tuition prices, writing finals, the mid-degree identity crisis, and getting stuck with a shitty partner. I also have a couple honorables that I...
Why'd you grunt?
Why is it...
It's because you have it on the end.
I know.
You're telling me you put it on the end.
He did last time when it worked. Huh. It's because when you set up, you can see it.
Is it recording us right now?
Yeah.
Nice. So make sure you look on our TikTok or YouTube for this staring match I'm having with all the viewers right now.
Is it not playing or? Okay, well, let's quickly start going over our
honorables.
We're live podcasting. That'll be better than this.
Yeah. All right. So I have...
Just do like one or two at a time so we can maybe...
People who answer every question in class.
I don't want to be a bearer of bad news. I'm pretty sure it was recording the whole time. But...
You didn't press record.
I think I pressed record. I definitely did.
Was it stopped when we went up there?
Yeah, but I think it's because when I was fumble fucking with it.
Oh, okay. I think probably when you grabbed it, it might have...
Because I deleted the other video that I took to start, and the video in the bottom corner was Nathan wearing that shirt.
Well, honestly, guys, if there's two people on this podcast next week...
Don't be surprised.
Don't be surprised.
I also had paying for textbooks on top of tuition. Stupid. Like, why am I paying for an extra $100 per class for textbooks?
That's actually a really good one. They're fucking expensive as shit.
Obnoxious classmates. Not knowing if you're on the right path. Kale's mid-degree identity crisis.
Okay, stop there. Give us a couple chances.
I have one more.
Okay.
So I'm just going to rattle it off.
Great.
Forgetting about finals or assignments.
Yeah.
It sucks. Forgetting about assignments. Yeah.
Well, that was forget about a final. Trust me. Imagine. It's one thing to forget about an assignment. It's another to forget about a final. So
yeah.
I couldn't imagine.
I have a buddy who I forgot about a final one time, actually. Mine. I'll do.
Sounds like an
idiot. One of the one for one shives.
Sure.
Irrelevant mandatory electives. I think your degree does bells, but yours, I don't think, would shives. But at MRU, at least in the HPED program, you have to take a certain amount of clustered electives, and they make zero sense. So again, like we all know, because my great speech a few months ago, but I was in a poetry class that I actually really enjoyed, but it's not going to help me in my degree. I've taken a...
Thought we were just going to rattle them off here one for one, buddy.
This is the same one.
This isn't... Yeah, but yeah, you're not rattling it off.
Bang, bang, bang.
Sorry.
Bang.
Okay, go ahead.
Having a packed schedule and no free time.
Yeah. Yep.
Rattle one off.
Large classroom sizes.
Parking. Paying for parking.
Yep. That one fucking know-it-all classmate. Yep. That just can't shut the fuck up.
Fuck. True.
That's definitely bails in high school.
Overpriced food on campus.
That's it, folks. Right? That's all I got.
And stress.
What if we just put like stress, anxiety, depression, sadness, pain?
That would be university.
Exhaustion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We should. What do you want us to do?
Nothing.
Okay. Why?
Just some tech stuff.
Yeah. All right. MF'er's textbook. I'll go first because I already gave mine.
You put them on different notes?
Of course so I do. Smart.
It's fucking awesome.
Mine, use ratemyprofessors.com.
Yes.
As I said, it saves your life. If you have the opportunity or the chance to get out of a person with a shitty Rate My Prof, do it any opportunity you have. I've attempted to do a class with teachers who have shitty ratings, and I have either dropped the class or I've gotten a shitty mark in it. So,
and to even piggyback that same one that Bill just did, I'm going to comment on yours, okay? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Rate profs as well.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, because some, like, the ratings that you see are from other students.
It helps the next person.
If you don't tell how your experience was, then people are not going to know how your experience was.
And basically every 10 out of 10 times, the teacher is going to teach the class the exact same way every year.
Yes. Like, I know so many teachers that have used the exact same curriculum,
because I think if a prof gets a bad rating, they're always going to have a bad rating.
Yeah. I've never actually been with a teacher. I've never had a teacher who, like,
never got with a teacher before.
Well, no. I've never actually been with a teacher where their Rate My Prof was, like, not accurate. Like, yeah, almost every time it, like, actually, like, is pretty, like, almost spot on for how the teacher teaches and, like, yeah, the difficulty of the class. Yeah, so that's
fine. Do they do that, like, you just go on there and then pick a school and then put your teacher's name, yes, in there?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I've actually had a few profs where the first week I'm like, huh, they kind of had a bad rating, but I don't mind this person. And then, boom, reality kind of kicks in and they end up sucking. Or yeah, vice versa. Like I said, I've had a lot of great profs, so I can't really test that last part too well, but it's happened once.
All right, I'll go.
Mm-hmm.
Just if you're struggling in a class, ask for help or ask the teacher. Like, ask questions, ask for help. Don't suffer in silence.
They're not teachers in university. They're professors, and what professors do is they're there to help. The high school teachers, they teach and then they will help sometimes, but professors in university are literally there to help you. So use them.
Yeah, like just today I had this one issue on my program I was writing, and I just said, like, what number did you get for there? And my teacher or prof sat down with me and wrote half of my program for me.
Yeah, like that's literally what
they get paid to do that. Explaining to me why he was doing what he was doing, and I was like, this is making so much more sense than if I just, like, asked my buddy.
Yeah, or like
even or like, said, what did you write down? Let me just copy it.
Or like you Google it, you can find an answer that may help. But if the person who's teaching the lecture can help you, use them.
Ask for help.
It's their, don't it's be afraid. Their lecture.
There's, I'm not going to say there's no such thing as dumb questions, because there definitely is.
Oh, but yeah,
don't be afraid to ask questions.
Yeah, that's great. My university advice here, I kind of just briefly mentioned it in my honorable mentions for the nails, but sit in the middle of the classroom if you can. Don't sit in the very back, because some lecture halls are fucking huge, and if you sit in the back, one, you can't see, one, you can't hear, or if you're in the very front, you also can't fucking see because you're right in front of this big screen, or you just, it's nice to kind of see what's going on behind you sometimes, or like in front of you, I mean. So if you sit in the middle, you can kind of see what's going on, you're in a good spot of listening and hearing. The back's too far away, front's too close. Sit in the middle of the classroom. You guys don't agree.
That's just,
well, it just doesn't apply to me, so.
Why?
Classrooms are like classrooms.
Mine are normal sized classrooms.
So, like, where do you sit?
Usually by the front.
Really? So you're a nerd?
I sit in the back with the fucking cool kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Shives is a troublemaker in the back.
There's also, I have a classroom where there's literally these like four kids who sit at the very back, and all I do is just talk and laugh the whole time, and I know for a fact they're not doing good in the class.
Hell yeah. All right.
Don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy.
All right, let's get into our hair picks.
Yeah.
Hair picks is brought to you by BetStamp, the greatest betting app out there. See money lines and spreads across all betting apps within the BetStamp app.
Fucking rights.
Thank you. This week, we will be doing the Dallas Stars versus the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Mm.
I believe it is my turn to go first. Mm. We didn't do one last week because of the All-Star weekend.
And the weekend before that,
I thought you were going to do the sound effect again. Mm. And the score currently is Nathan 29, mm, Jason 27, mm, and Kale 25.
Mm. Yeah, I've been last, I think, all fucking year.
You've been.
I keep tying. Like, well, I'm not getting farther away or closer. No. We're just tying.
All right, so I will go first.
This weekend I'm going to win.
I'm going to take Dallas and the under. Two very good goaltenders. Dallas, pretty easy. I got to take Robertson. And then Tampa, I'm going to take Braden Point.
Cool cat.
Fair enough. I'm taking Tampa on the under. And for the Lightning, who did you take? Point? Mm-hmm. I'm going to take Cooch.
Cool beans.
And for the Dallas Stars, I'm going to take...
You don't have these ready before.
Rupe.
Yeah, fair.
Rupe Hintz.
Yeah, Rupe was going to be my pick if you didn't take him. I think this might be the first time ever that we have all three different teams with the over-unders. I'm taking Dallas and the over. I know that you said really good goalies, but the last 4 days, Vasilevskiy has been getting absolutely roasted for being the worst goalie statistically in the All-Star game. I think
All-Star game.
Yeah, I think something's wrong with Fazzy.
Or he's just hungover.
And for that reason, I'm taking Dallas in the over. And for my players, I'm going to take Pavelski. He's just power play guy. I think he's usually an Apple guy, but he's power play.
He's got old man power.
Yeah, true. And for the Lightning, you took Cooch. I'm going to take Stammer.
Good enough.
Also all power right. play, just the one-time spot. These are going to be this is going to be good.
Those are hair picks.
Why do you think Cooch doesn't score much?
Time for our shower thoughts like of the day.
Goals this year or something.
I think he does okay.
Does anyone want to go first?
Yeah. So my shower thought, I think I maybe in the 99th percentile of agreeance on this one, but I will never understand how cameras just work. I know it sounds fucking, but just like how can something that you just see with your own eyes in a snap of a fucking flash be a stilled image on something? Care to share how?
There's a lens, and then...
It's basically see? Just taking a screenshot.
Even that, like, it's
you're
not
taking a screenshot of life.
On this. An actual, like, a fucking...
Taking a screenshot
physical,
of life.
I know, it's fucking... it's weird. And, like, those old, like, the world's first cameras and world's first pictures, like, how the fuck does... I just don't understand it. I do not get it. I will never understand it. That's just me.
Probably a couple YouTube vids on how.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if you
still,
want to learn how camera works, just look at YouTube.
It still doesn't make sense. And they don't actually know if that's true.
Maybe.
No one actually knows how cameras work.
Fucking, whatever.
Yeah. It's a mystery.
World's a simulation.
Is a human barking at a dog the same as if a dog started talking English to a human?
Probably.
Do you think like it fucks up dogs when you bark at them?
Oh, shit.
Like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, I've done it to my dog and he fucking starts freaking out. They're always like... Yeah, my dog freaks out.
What did you call me?
When I bark at my dog, he barks at me. So,
like, do you think to them it's like if they were like, "Hey, Kale, what's up?"
Yeah, but now I also wonder, like, dogs have
what? Yeah, would tweak me out. If a dog started talking to me, yeah.
Imagine the first guy that ever heard a parrot talk. He's probably like, what the fuck?
Here's the thing that makes me wonder now. Dogs, let's say most dogs have, I'm going to say, 4 or 5 different, like, kind of tones and pitches. Like, their whine, their whimple, their howler. Jesus, whimper, howl, bark. Like, you know, this is a... We have...
Growl.
We have, like, a million words. So, I wonder if,
I don't
like,
think there's a million.
There could be a million tones of barking.
That's what I'm wondering.
There's not a million words, Kale.
Yes, there is. In the world English in the world of... Not just the English language. In the world of language. All dogs speak dog. Okay?
How many words is there?
How many Bell's words?
And to them, in all the we world. Do is speak human.
Yeah, but I'm saying...
Maybe dogs have different languages, too.
That's what I'm asking you.
Oh.
Your dog. You got that dog in you? Come on, Bells, can you...
How many words are there?
There's 273,000 words.
Okay.
In the English language.
Well, they're the same words. They're just in a different language, so like...
That's what I mean. Like, it sounds different. To us, barks sound mostly the same. Like, one dog has, like, maybe 5 words of bark. We sound so fucking stupid right now.
Bark,
you
bark.
Do.
Yeah, you
give your bro. Best dog bark.
Woof.
Yeah, Bells? Boom! Jesus. Scared me.
What about you?
Yeah.
Why are you a chihuahua?
Chihuahua. Okay, stop. Yeah. Bells?
Sorry.
What's your shower thought?
All right, mine, get ready to get fucked up.
I'm ready to get fucked up. Get
who ever set the
who let the dogs out?
Who let them?
Are you done?
Come on, speak much,
buddy. I don't know, are you gonna start?
Go ahead.
How do we know the time is right? Like, whoever set the first clock, how do we know that they did it?
Well, based off the sun, dude.
Yeah,
but how do we know they were right?
Because they created it. So
maybe they were. Yeah,
because we can check now.
No, maybe they were off.
That's no, you're wrong there.
It's all timing on how the Earth and the Sun are in correlation with each other.
Yeah, it's a rotation.
Yeah, maybe we're wrong.
Well,
we maybe, could be wrong. Maybe they just did it wrong.
It feels like 5:30 to me.
Maybe when they set the first clock, it was 11 a.m. instead of 10:59.
Yeah, but that's wrong because before the first clock was created or before time was created, there was no time. So the first person to create the idea of time, that's what it is. That's the legit
time set. Is just made up then.
Yeah. Everything's fucking made up, dude. World's a simulation. I've been telling you this for like 3 years.
You know what I've been telling you for 3 years?
That I'm funny.
That I don't think I've ever said that. The next world war will be because of a shortage of water. Fresh water.
Yeah, I've been saying that weirdly enough. It's kind of scary.
So what are your thoughts on the spy balloon?
It's no longer.
I don't know. I just think it's a balloon. I don't think it really has any impact on our current situation.
That video of it getting fucking absolutely mucked by a missile was so badass. Canada could never do that, dude. America!
Shoot a balloon out of the sky?
I could shoot a balloon out of the sky easily.
You don't know how to fucking load a gun. That's a guarantee. There's no shot. Bales can load any gun.
What do you
gun.
Mean, man? He puts a shirt on every day.
He loads a couple guns in those sleeves. Oh, shit.
Have you ever seen this? What's this?
Two.
My gun rack. Right? It's hard being a podcaster and doing a gun rack.
You ever seen this before? It's the world's smallest violin.
This is podcasting. How are people going to know what you're doing?
We're on YouTube, guys. Check it out.
You ever seen one of these before?
No.
Oh.
It's looks scary.
What's the strongest fish in the sea?
The one that you see when you look at me.
What's the strongest fish in the sea?
Not probably piranha?
No, dude. First of all, they're freshwater fish, you idiot.
Oh, my fucking bad. Great white.
Mussels.
That's not a fish. It's a sucking...
That's a joke, it's a, fucking idiot.
Yeah, but say what's the strongest sea creature?
Mussels.
You don't... Mussels aren't a fish. You don't say what's the strongest fish. You say what's the strongest...
It's the joke, you fucking idiot.
Nah, you're a joke. What's, what happens,
Oh, my God.
What do you get when a fish... has a gun. A school shooter.
What's the best, the scariest type of bees?
Fish bees?
Boobies.
Okay. Okay, Matt, I think we're getting overtired here.
Gotta go.
Okay, why are you laughing so much?
I gotta fucking go.
This is a sick joke I just laid out for zero reason. Okay, one more.
Okay. Let him cook, Bales.
Nah, you know what? I give up.
Oh. You wanna say one?
You got one?
Nah.
Let me just
Do you wanna play rock, paper, scissors quickly?
Sure.
Alright. Rock, paper, scissors.
No, it's 1, 2, 3, then shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I win. Now this is fine podcasting.
How can you tell that a puffer fish I just made this one up by the way, on spot. How can you tell that a puffer fish had a lot of salt in his dinner? No, he's bloated. End the podcast. End the podcast.
End the podcast. Well, peace out.
Love you all. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, listeners, I'm Christy.
And I'm Melissa, and this is Buried Motives, where we dig deep into the details of some of the most gruesome
dirtbag murderers. She said she enjoyed hurting things that can't fight back.
And that is a disturbing view into the mind of a murderer and such a dirtbag.
Yeah, that's not even strong enough words. This is totally a recipe for disaster. And not to justify whatever is going to happen, but you can totally understand and see how this would be in the works.
If you were only to look at what she did later on and not know any of that history, she would appear like off the wall crazy.
Oh, 100%. Because we're not even close to getting to the end yet. But you can just see this pattern and all this kind of stuff developing in her, which is what we're here for. We're digging deep.
Join us each Thursday as we unearth the dirtbags that live among us.
And the motives buried there. Hope you join us as we exhume the truth.
Do, Did, Will, the Story of People podcast is now available on the Crier Media Network. The first 5 episodes are here and feature some incredible guests that fit into one or all 3 of those categories. Ready? Tara Sloan from the San Jose Sharks, Undercurrent podcast at NBC Sports. Marianne Iveson from Iveson Voice and the Let's Take This Outside podcast to talk about the world of outdoors as well as voiceover land. Ariana Hunsicker, future Canadian Paralympic swimmer, already winning tons of awards for this country. Scott McGregor from the Hot Wallet podcast to dumb down the world of crypto, Bitcoin, and NFTs so you don't have to. And Jackie Holowaty from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, the first net zero carbon certified arena on the planet. Wherever you get your pods, wherever you watch your pods, and on the Crier Media Network.